Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi. Covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad, along with Robbie Falk from 24/7 Sports, give you an inside look at the Bulldogs on the field, the court, and the diamond. Now, get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk joining you on a Sunday evening or a Monday morning. Thanks for joining us at supertalk.fm or wherever it is you get podcasts from. Appreciate all of our great listeners out there, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip through the drive-thru at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It would be kind of weird if Brupolo was in Purvis.
Yeah, it would be.
And then Bruvis, it sounds too much like a Beavis and Butt.
Yeah.
Like Bruvis should be Beavis' older brother.
That's true.
Like, hey, Beavis. She will be mine. That's more Wayne's World.
Though. That was Wayne's World.
Well, what did he say?
Wayne?
No, Beavis. He had, or not Beavis, Butthead had some sort of like comment he made about women all the time. I can't remember what it was.
Probably not safe for the show.
Probably not.
I was not allowed to watch Beavis and Butthead.
I believe that.
Yeah. I was like 7 years old.
So yeah.
I couldn't flip over to MTV or whatever that was on. No. At 9 o'clock at night.
No. That was like, I would watch Beavis and Butthead and then watch SportsCenter and then go to bed. That was usually like,
I mean, Ren and Stimpy, my mom didn't want me to watch.
Ooh.
That.
Yeah, I didn't watch much Ren and Stimpy. It was gross.
Yeah, like my mom was like, this is just terrible humor.
Yeah, yeah.
So
it was.
My mom was very strict with certain things.
It's okay, it's okay.
Me and Big Daddy would have to slip to the back room to watch Raw. And whenever she would come in, we'd flip over to WCW Nitro.
Yeah, yeah. But it was tough when the Nitro girls existed. You're like, oh, God, we're screwed.
Yeah, where are we supposed to go here?
Yeah. Watching Monday Night Football at that point.
Yeah, I guess so.
Anyway, say all that to say that if you want Strange Brew Coffee delivered to your door, you just got to go to strangebrewcoffeehouse.com, and you can pick it up and have it delivered right to you anywhere in the continental United States. Whatever kind of coffee machine you have in your house, you can have Strange Brew Coffeehouse in your mug every morning. College Corner and collegecornerstore.com. That's the place to find maroon and white merchandise you can't find just anywhere else because nobody else has the biggest and best selection of it in central Mississippi. Two locations to serve you in the Jackson area. They're in Ridgeland by Fleet Feet. They're in Flowood by the Half Shell. Or you can always shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Humble Taco, Starkville's best Mexican restaurant. Mexican fare with Mississippi roots. Your favorite Southern classics turned into Mexican favorites. Stuff you can't find anywhere else. Tacos you can't get anywhere else. And an atmosphere you can't get anywhere else. Nobody else has that awesome patio right there on University Drive. Such a great place to hang out and an even better place to eat. That's Humble Taco. Looking for a solution for lunch today? Go to Firehouse Subs. Grab a Firehouse Sub for lunch through the app. Your order will be ready within minutes, and you will be getting reward points, and you will be eating free sandwiches faster than you can say, see you in the next life, brah.
Brah.
Yeah, there you go. There, I'm just saying. So, download the Firehouse Subs app today. There's locations in Starkville and Oxford, Columbus and Tupelo, Flowood and Madison. That's Firehouse Subs. Robbie Falk, hey. Back from Oxford.
I made it back. I made it through. Highway 9, 3 straight days.
I was trying to tell you not to go that way, but then I remember, yeah, you don't. It's just quicker for you.
It is much quicker for me. I'm 8 miles from Eupora, which is already on the way.
I sacrificed 15 minutes to have 4-lane roads the whole way.
Yeah, I mean, that's the ideal way to go.
Yeah.
But it's just easier for me to go through the Highway 9 sector.
Highway 9, Highway 6, when it's Oxford. You're on the highway to hell! Anyway.
You're not living easy or living free in Oxford either.
No.
Apparently you paid for a $25 pizza the other day in Oxford.
I did. I didn't pay for it.
It was on Super Talk.
Yeah, I was on location. That counts against them. I should have gotten a steak, now that I think about it. I did the podcast by myself Thursday night for Friday morning after State had dropped that first game, and it was a little somber because State had played really bad, and that had been two SEC games in a row. They had played really bad, and if they didn't turn it around, they couldn't play like that and win. They turned it around. You were in Oxford for all three games from Thursday to Friday. What sparked the change?
I thought the appearances at the plate. I thought the way that they approached the game was much different in those last 2 days than it was on Thursday. And now, it was not great towards the end of that Saturday game, but, you know, I thought it was good enough. I think they got a little too aggressive. They started looking a lot like they did for most of the game on Thursday against the bullpen on Saturday. But the approach on Friday was just about perfect.
Yeah.
Hunter Elliott, a guy that's young guy that, you know, he had a tendency to put some guys on base, and that's what he did. State just could not break through with a big hit, but I thought them working that pitch count and getting him to 100 pitches in four innings changed the course of the weekend.
Yeah.
You had to, from that point, from the fifth to the ninth inning, you have to, Ole Miss is using all their bullpen pieces. They even used Brandon Johnson, who was used again on Saturday. And then, again, Derek Diamond's punched out in the fifth inning. You go right back to the bullpen, which has been Ole Miss's weaknesses all year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to their credit, they probably pitched one of their best performances of the year in the last four innings until Brandon Johnson gave up the home run to Cumbus. Mm-hmm. But
he had to be running on fumes at that point.
I mean, he threw 50 pitches, I think, on Friday.
Yeah, or close to it.
Came back and threw close to 50 pitches on Saturday.
Yeah.
And he has not been a guy that's bounced back like that. He has not pitched in the same series at all this year.
Right.
And definitely hadn't pitched back-to-back days. So he pitched well, though. The one mistake he made was to Cumbus.
I think one of the keys for this entire weekend was Preston Johnson being able to settle down after giving up back-to-back-to-back home runs.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the times, that is a knockout punch for a pitcher. They're not going to recover from that. There are a lot of times they wouldn't get out of the first inning doing that kind of thing. Instead, he settled down. He needed to give up one more run and another home run. I will comment about that in just a second. But for him to keep State in the game, it saved the series, and it may have saved the season.
And, you know, that's why he was my playmaker.
Yeah.
Because I knew that game was going to be big one way or the other. It was either going to be you need that game to win the series, or you need that game to keep the series alive. And he is your horse from a mental standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
He might not be the best pitcher on the team.
I think he's more of a bull because they call him Beef.
That's true. He might not be the best pitcher on the team.
Right.
But mentally,
toughest.
There might not be another person on that team that could have handled what he did.
Is he this year's Houston Harding?
Yeah. More talented.
Yeah.
But could be. But what he did on Friday night won you the series, in my opinion,
mm-hmm.
because guys melt in that situation. You give up four home runs before you even get through two innings.
Yeah.
You haven't recorded four outs yet. You've given up four home runs. You're down 4-1 in that ball game.
Mm-hmm.
It's starting to look like, you know, Ole Miss is going to run away with the series.
Mm-hmm.
But he buckled down, didn't give anything up the rest of his day,
mm-hmm.
and he allowed the offense to finally break through to the bullpen when they had been kind of doing similarly to him. They had been grinding out those at-bats.
Yeah.
They weren't getting the big hits.
They're stranding guys in the first few innings.
They were. They stranded a lot of guys. They weren't getting the hits, but 30 pitches in the first inning. I think he had 60 after, you know, 2 1/3 or something.
Mm-hmm.
He was up to 100 pitches in four innings.
Mm-hmm.
You have done your job, whether you've scored runs or not, you've done your job to knock the starter out of the ballgame. And from there, it turned into a bullpen game, and Mississippi State's bullpen was better.
I thought from a bullpen perspective, this was State's best weekend of the year.
Yeah.
Tuller, I know he walked the one guy on a really close pitch, but he only had faced a couple batters and he did his job. I thought Fristo was good.
I think he got it. Didn't he get a strikeout?
He did
on Friday.
On Friday night
or Thursday or Friday?
Thursday night. You're right. Correct.
Thursday. They lost the game, but him and Fristo both pitched
both
well.
Pitched well. Pico Khan pitched well outside of the one mistake to Gonzalez there in the ninth. I just thought overall State was good out of the bullpen this weekend. And this was going to be every week. It's piecing it together, finding matchups. you know, one guy might have to come back. You know, Casey Hunt did go two. He was my playmaker.
Yeah.
He had to go two times this weekend and got a couple of saves.
Wasn't great on Friday, but I think that I don't think you know, your mindset changes
mm-hmm.
when you're going from I need to come in here and shut this thing down to
we're up six.
The team just expanded the lead and you're up six runs.
Agreed.
If Landon Sims came in right there, I could see Landon giving up a couple runs. He
that's a good call.
You know, he did that against Vanderbilt last year,
mm-hmm.
if you remember.
Mm-hmm.
Vanderbilt, State had a pretty good lead.
The Saturday game with Bednar, yeah.
Yeah, State had a pretty good lead. He came in, and they got a couple of runs. Things started getting hairy, and then he settled in.
Yeah.
So you saw what I believe has become the real Casey Hunt on Saturday.
Yeah.
A guy that can come in there and shut down the game. The confidence is just starting to pour out of that kid.
Yeah.
And this
right
is what
right on time for State.
I mean, this is what the coaches saw all throughout the fall, early spring. KC was who they said was their best pitcher that they saw in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why a lot of people were kind of surprised he came out there and didn't have a good start, that first start. But I think you're starting to see him blossom into the player that he's been billed to be. And also, you know, I feel like this bullpen looks a lot better with a guy like that.
It does.
But you know, because there's for weeks and weeks, you're looking for who is the guy that can come in and shut this game down.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have a guy that you feel like can come into the ball game in the ninth inning with a one-run lead and close it out.
Yeah.
That changes a lot of things for Mississippi State. And there's still some things to piece out, but there's no question in the last 3 weeks that this bullpen has matured. We've seen, you know, there's still some uncertainty with Jackson Fristo, but we've seen enough from him now that we know that he can get it done.
Yeah.
Pico Khan has really grown.
Yeah.
He's a guy that you feel comfortable about.
Yeah.
There's just a couple of pieces left.
Yeah.
That you feel like you can, because let's be honest, the starting pitching right now is really good for Mississippi State.
And if Tuller can continue to be a matchup guy against lefties, you know, you like to see him get more than one guy, but you know, that sort of is what it is. Tally, at least, is not afraid. He'll go out there and pitch.
Hit those strikes.
And you know, maybe one more guy. I don't know who
Tally,
it is.
Tally can become a guy that eats up some innings for you.
Yeah, especially during the midweek.
I mean, he could be like what Preston Johnson did for you against Vanderbilt last year.
Yeah.
Like, I could see him, if you get a big lead on somebody, you can throw him three innings, and he can, I mean, if he gets shelled in a couple innings, you still have like a six-run lead or something.
Yeah.
You've been able to save good pieces. But yeah,
then, you know, obviously losing Brooks Auger, which you reported on Friday, that hurts a lot.
That hurts. Thursday. And, you know, Parker Stinnett is, it looks like he's probably done.
Yeah,
but,
no update there, but yeah.
So here's my next thing. I think we see Andrew Walling on Tuesday against Ole Miss. Yes. If you get something of substance from him and something starts to click, then you really start to make some progress here with this bullpen. And this is what you need, man. I mean, and we said this all last year about Eric Sarantola. Man,
what if he
gets it together, this team can make a run, which they end up doing anyway.
Yeah. But, and he's ended up getting it together.
Because he was so fresh. I mean, he hardly pitched at all last year. And
now he's in the minors striking guys out.
Yeah, he had 10 strikeouts last week. Mm. But I just feel like there's, you know, one or two more pieces is all State really, really needs to be competitive. Because for once, and it's been a while, probably maybe 2016, since I felt this confident about starting rotation, maybe 2018, when you had Pilkington and Ethan Small. This is a solid rotation. This is a rotation that I could see Brandon Smith, Preston Johnson, and Cade Smith, I could see in all three games that they pitch in a weekend going six innings. And that's good work. If you can get three guys starting and going six innings and they don't get blown up early mm-hmm. in the ball games, all three of those guys, I feel confident going out and competing for you.
Yeah.
And that's the first time in a while that you have felt that confident about a starting rotation, is it not? I mean, last year you knew about Will Bednar. Christian McLeod was a relative unknown there late in the year. You didn't have a Sunday starter that you felt confident in.
This is about the time where Harding starts to take over that Sunday
starter. Yeah. Well, shoot, it was regionals before you.
You really locked in, yeah.
Because Fristo started, if you remember, they started that Campbell game.
Yeah.
And he got blown out, you know, in the first couple innings, and they had to bring in Houston Harding. So I think Brandon Smith has settled this rotation.
Yes, I agree.
And now it's about getting what you need in the back end of the games from this bullpen.
Let's talk about you and you having one of the most correct statements ever on this podcast when you said solo home runs don't beat you.
That was the ultimate example on Friday.
That's all they did.
That, you know, we talked about when we were previewing Ole Miss, we talked about the approach that they have at the plate.
Mm-hmm.
And when you play in a ballpark like that, State was a victim of it too.
Mm-hmm.
Your eyeballs get pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
You know, State hit, I think Saturday, the home run from Hunter Hines,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, when they started scoring some runs, I think that was a detriment to State down the stretch.
Yeah.
Because right after they knocked out Yeager, yeah. So after Hines and Yeager's home runs, it was, let's see how many we can launch out of here.
Yeah, Yeager caught a floater. I mean, basically a breaking ball that broke too much.
Yeah.
And that way he crushed it. But everybody else, you're right, they were sort of swinging out of the boots.
And they had 13 strikeouts against the bullpen. Mm-hmm. It got to the point where it was just kind of comical. But a lot of it, too, was, you know, the strike zone was bad on Saturday, too, and the guys just didn't adjust to it. But that is Ole Miss's approach, and that is why they're in the position that they're in. Almost every single run they scored on the weekend was from home runs.
Mm-hmm.
And
only one of them was a multi-run home run.
Two.
Gonzalez, right?
Two.
Graham's. Yeah.
Three-run homers.
So their
Graham.
First runs and their last runs of the weekend were off of a multi-run home run.
Yeah.
Everything else, solo shots, and I think they had a sack fly in there somewhere.
And I just think when a team is in its sweet spot.
They did. It was almost a grand slam, now that I think about it.
Yeah. When a team is in its sweet spot offensively,
mm-hmm.
you're going the opposite field.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting line drives. You're getting, you know, gap to gap. I just don't think the teams that are rearing back there and hitting a lot of home runs are the most effective offensively. And that's actually the opposite of what I thought this Ole Miss offense was going to be preseason. But they've turned into this like beer league softball team. We're going to try to hit a bunch of home runs,
yeah.
And that's why they're in the position they're in. I mean, these solo home runs don't do anything to you. And Preston Johnson and Mississippi State proved that on Friday when they hit four home runs in the first four innings and the State scored nine unanswered. Or, I guess, nine straight. They were answered eventually.
Has there been a verdict from the message board on who should start this game tomorrow?
Chris Lemonis is watching intently.
Yes.
Lemonis has put out a challenge to Mississippi State fans on Gene's page. And he specifically mentioned Gene's page.
Hate to hear that.
Yeah.
Come on, coach. What's up? Six pack not good enough for you?
No, it's not. He's an avid reader of Gene's page.
He can't. Oh, with the avid reader. All right. That's trademarked.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah. Big time.
By you?
By six pack.
Y'all have not trademarked that.
Okay. I'm gonna show you something.
Let me speak to your lawyer.
We have one.
You've trademarked.
As far as
avid reader,
as far as we are concerned, yes, it's trademarked.
Oh, I'll say whatever I want to as long as it's not a law.
Let me see if I can find it.
You can't tell me what to do.
I just did. I just did tell you.
And then I just told you that you couldn't tell me what to do.
But you should. So see, yeah. Avid readers right there.
Oh my God. You didn't create avid readers.
How dare you discuss the avid reader like that? He doesn't like to be discussed either.
Your message board would not exist, by the way, without Gene's page, I've been told.
Yeah, you're right. It wouldn't.
So you owe it all to Gene's page.
Here's what we owe him right there. You can guess what it was out there in Radio Land.
I think Hunter Hines did that the other day.
I heard it was a little chippy there at the end, wasn't it? Might make for some fireworks on
Hunter Hines or Ben Van Cleve, who are you taking?
Hines.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Ben Van Cleve's a big
boy,
man.
I don't know. I just something about Hunter Hines, man. It looks like he's just
both of those
not
guys
trifled with.
There would be a lot of blood.
That's a good old fashioned country.
And
fight
it would be, you know, it would be some haymakers too. Like it would, you know,
they're both country strong.
Yeah, I covered Ben Van Cleve in high school when he was at Indianola,
mm-hmm.
and he was football, baseball, basketball. He did it all.
Yeah.
So man, Hines, basketball, Hines, he would just ball. Move people out of the. I mean, he would just bowl through people.
When men are banging you,
big meaty me.
Did you see this thing with Charles Barkley? Barkley's talking about playing on the low block, and he's talking about like, and men are banging you. And he's like, and when they're banging you, they got you. Like, I think he said, like, you got you bent over.
Oh, my God.
And Shaq is on the other side of the table, and he is falling apart. I'll find the video for you. He's talking about men banging you the whole time.
Oh, okay. Moving on from that.
Who starts Tuesday night?
Oh, my goodness. I don't even know. I mean, think.
You put Jack Walker out there?
I think I might start with Pico Khan.
You think he's good to go after? I mean, that's 2 days. Oh,
he's got. Yeah, I mean, that is. He pitched 2 days in a row.
Yeah, that's tough. Same with KC.
You know, I think this game's going to be wild.
You know, he only pitched a couple of batters is Cam Tuller. Do you start Cam Tuller?
No. I mean, does it really matter? Like,
okay, you're just immediately dismissed. No. No. Absolutely not.
No offense to Cam Tuller. But, I mean, Jack Walker is. I mean, right now he's putting the walk in Walker.
Yeah.
When he's been out there. He just can't throw strikes consistently right now. And he's a typical freshman.
Do you pitch Brandon Smith on 4 days rest and then let him pitch on Sunday against Missouri?
Absolutely not.
I don't know then. I don't know who they're going to throw.
I mean.
The best scenario I saw was Logan Tanner. Let him pitch. Let's see 99.
Here's who I think will sit more, Lane Forsythe.
Oh, he'll pitch some. I don't know if he'll start, but.
Just throw Andrew Walling out there right away. Just pitch till your arm falls off, kid.
And either Ole Miss is going to win by 20 or State will somehow win that game. So
I mean, Ole Miss doesn't have anybody that they feel confident in. This is going to be a wild midweek.
Should be a big high-scoring game down there in Pearl for you guys who had to watch that. State tries to really take the season series from the Rebels and make it 3-1 and win the Governor's Cup for, the sixth straight time.
Fifth, I think. Because the 2020,
but they didn't play. It's six straight series, so it's six straight Governor's Cups.
But they didn't
play the series in 2020.
In 2021, either.
They didn't play Governor's Cup last year. You're right.
Yeah,
you're correct.
I had to correct myself earlier today.
So
when
five
I was thinking
straight
about
Governor's
that.
Cups, if State can get the win on Tuesday. Let's move on into the second half of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at the Mississippi Beef Council. Fine friends of Preston Johnson, I'm sure. Beef. It's what's for dinner. It's also what's on the mound Friday nights for the Bulldogs. Or I guess Saturday nights, now that you think about it. And when you're cooking out, I mean, beef is the way to go. Put a steak on the grill. Put some beef ribs. Beef ribs are a very highly underrated cut, both the back ribs and the short ribs. Brisket, tri-tip. I'm telling you, Kroger here in Starville's had tri-tips out there in the meat counter the past few weeks. I need to go grab one. But, of course, if it's just burgers and a ribeye, man, you just can't go wrong with beef. When you're looking for recipes, go to msbeef.org. They also have a ton of information about our beef providers here in the Magnolia State. Beef, it's what's for dinner, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. We will see you on Wednesday at Two Brothers for dinner. Robbie Falk.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Oh, I hadn't.
Hey, we're gonna have a third wheel.
Who?
Mr. Lee Battle is going to join us.
Absolutely. Are you picking up his tab, too?
No, he told me... He just wanted to tag along, right. But he said, "You
now look here.
Believe me, you don't have to pay for mine." I was like, "Thank God!"
He's not allowed to pay for mine.
No. We know that.
All right then.
But I mean,
by all means, Lee Battle.
I might have to take out a second mortgage if I have to pay for both of you guys.
You got
to
pay for both of us. That's gonna be an issue, especially
They might have to shut it down and just make it a private party.
We are out of pig. We're out. We got no more pig.
The good thing is Lee's got the connections, and we know we're gonna have the food.
Exactly.
You would think.
And so, when you go to Two Brothers, you've got the food as well. Everything on the menu is a winner, top to bottom. There's just not anything that there's nothing on that menu I would say, well, it just doesn't exist, man. Even the things that I haven't tried, I've been with people who've tried them, and they're like, it's great. Like, I've never had the pork belly tacos that
Have Robbie you had really. The corn?
The street corn? It's awesome.
I haven't had it. I need to try
that. It's really good. Yeah, really, really good. Head over to Two Brothers, guys, in the heart of the Cotton District. That's the place for smoked Southern soul food. Advantage Business Systems makes it really easy when they say great products and great service. Everybody says it, though. What makes them different? Well, do you own a business? Have you ever had a copier breakdown or a printer? And you try to get somebody on the phone to fix that thing for you? It's like pulling teeth. Not with Advantage Business Systems, because you're talking to somebody here in the state of Mississippi. Somebody who can schedule an appointment to come out there, usually within one day, no later than two. And somebody who is a Mississippian just like you and your neighbor. They want to get you back up and running. That's the difference Advantage Business Systems makes. Their number is 601-362-9192, or you can visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business.
When you mentioned like pulling teeth, that always reminds me of like one of the first press conferences we had with Doug Novak. and he was talking about like he wanted he was
yeah
like,
yeah yeah I remember yeah.
I want people to know when they play Mississippi State, it's like going to the dentist. It's just no fun.
I feel bad, you know. I got a friend who's a dentist. It's never that bad when I go.
Tim
there.
Watley?
No. I've never been to Dr. Watley. You know, so I go to Coates and Ferguson, or as I prefer to call it, Ferguson and Coates.
They have. I think he.
I hope he's listening. I go to Coates.
Doesn't he have a dentistry in Louisville now?
I don't know the answer to that. So my favorite part of going to the dentist though is his receptionist, Miss Sherry, mm-hmm. One of the nicest ladies in the city.
Oh,
of
Sherry. Mm-hmm. Oh, love.
That's twice we've broken down the song. I think we should do that more often. We should break out. We harmonize so well together. But she's really super nice. So
that is a great solo album
mm-hmm.
by Steve Perry.
Yeah.
Led off by that one.
Yeah.
That's classic.
Speaking of great songs.
Creepin', 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 creepin'. Creepin', 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 creepin'.
All right, MSU back into the transfer portal. Hunter Washington from Florida State, a four-star prospect out of high school, rated as the number 19 corner in the country, the number 252 player in the country, regardless of position. So right outside the top 247 that they put out every year. Offers from, I mean, this is a pretty extensive list. We'll start with Alabama, Auburn, Colorado, Florida, LSU, Mississippi State, Ohio State, Oklahoma, Ole Miss, Penn State, Tennessee, Texas, Texas A&M, U.S. You get the point. Out of high school, everybody wanted a piece of this kid. Part of the class of 2021, which means he would be, he probably have 4 years left, wouldn't he?
Three or four.
That's the golden goose right there.
That is exactly what Mississippi State needed.
Yeah.
Now, he's got to be a contributor.
Right.
But State had to have somebody that can fall in behind this group that's about to leave. Because
mm-hmm.
when we were doing the safety breaks down the other day, yeah. it didn't register with me until I looked at that roster.
Yeah.
That State's about to lose, like, the two deep at
yeah.
safety.
Yeah.
Like, they had, like, four or
so
five
seniors.
So, you think
this is more of a safety, even though he's listed as a corner?
I would think, but, you know.
5'11", 180? I mean, he's got to put some weight on him.
Yeah, maybe he is a corner.
Well, I mean.
I don't know much about this kid. I mean, I saw Paul posting that he was coming through here on a visit or something, but he just committed, right before we started.
All the guys to break news, not Paul, not Steve, not Robbie, Darcell McBath.
Yeah, but didn't the kid tweet it out?
Well, he tweeted it, and McBath was the first one on it. That's crazy. You never see that.
Maybe he is a corner. I don't know.
Well, if that's the case,
I don't. I literally do not know anything about this
last
kid.
Last year, you had Emerson and Forbes, and I mean, you had really not a lot behind them.
That you need a corner too.
This year, you've gotten Forbes, the number one JUCO corner in the country, in DeCarlos Nicholson. A four-star transfer from Alabama, and now a four-star transfer from Florida State.
Mm-hmm.
And you have DeCameron Richardson, who was a four-star out of high school, who played well when he had to last year. All of a sudden, this is a position of strength if these guys all pan out.
Yeah, they need to pan out, and they need depth. Whether he's – I didn't know what – I mean, 5'11", that seems like a corner. But I don't know what position he's going to play. Like I said, I don't know anything about the guy. All I know is he's a defensive back, and Mississippi State needs to build depth. In the defensive backfield. Now, I've been encouraged with what I've seen at a couple of practices that we went to, that scrimmage we went to when Jordan Matthews made that big play was really encouraging. Corey Ellington's been really good. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, the guys are performing out there, but you still need that depth. You need to have solid depth across the board, and they've got to balance these classes out a little bit. I mean, right now, the safety group, the class is there is just – it's kind of scary to look at. You have Sean Preston, Colin Duncan. Who else is back there? Jalen Green. Is Jordan Matthews a senior?
No, he's a freshman.
No.
Jackie
Matthews.
Jordan. You just combined Jordan Mosley and Jackie Matthews into one single.
Yeah, sorry. Jackie Matthews, I'm sorry. You got a bunch of upperclassmen there, and you've got to be able to balance this out. This is a good guy to bring in, and you know you never know with some of these guys. You know he could have been processed. I don't know his story or whatever, but
right.
You know, some of these guys that come from Power 5 schools, the process, they're not good enough to beat out some of the other guys, and they come to Mississippi State, and they're no good.
Yeah.
So the hope here is he's just looking for a new start somewhere, and he still can be really productive.
I mean, he's a redshirt freshman. So, I mean, how much opportunity do you have to prove himself? Maybe it's just not the right fit for him at Florida State. I don't know.
He might just want to leave Florida State.
He might.
You know.
So, good pickup for Mississippi State. Again, and we've talked about it a number of times, Robbie, we expect State to be active in the transfer portal over the next few weeks now that spring practices are starting to come to an end. Offensive lineman, definitely a place to look. And then, I mean, where else would they look? I don't know. Maybe a defensive lineman if there's somebody you can't pass up. Maybe another receiver if there's somebody you can't pass up.
I would go after another receiver, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, why not? Why not? You got them, so.
You can never have too many in this offense.
Good pickup for Mississippi State. And like we said, that cornerback position all of a sudden is very interesting. Very interesting for the Bulldogs. All right, that's it for us for the week. We're shutting it down. Back on Tuesday of next week. So no Monday podcast wrapping up the Missouri series. We'll do that on Tuesday. There you go. I'm on Sports Talk Mississippi today, as you're listening on Monday. And then I'll get on Tuesday, and then I'm out from there as well. So you're stuck with Richard and Borky. I know it's going to be tough with that old third-string Haydad there, but I think we'll be okay. So. Did you see that guy?
I did.
Oh,
I saw
my
that.
God. These people. These people.
Those people.
I mean, it's just where did they get the nerve? I have no idea.
All right. He went very happy with you the other day, I guess, for not wearing your blue polo to the remote.
I sent Robbie a text on Friday. I was like, I specifically went and got a different color polo so you couldn't gripe at me.
Every single time Brian's on a remote somewhere, he's wearing blue.
No. It's you're probably wearing blue, and I went to West Point the other day. I wore a blue shirt. It was teal, but whatever.
I know.
But when I go to Oxford, I had like the last couple times worn a blue shirt. So I was just like, I'll make sure that I wore a gray shirt.
Trying to fit in with those people over
there. Well, wouldn't wearing gray sort of fit in with them too? If you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're a little gray.
And old times there, they are not forgotten. That's what they tell me anyway. All right. So you guys enjoy the week, and I'll be back with you on Tuesday. What is that? The first?
The day the transfer portal closes?
We'll be back Monday night, the 2nd. And Tuesday the 3rd. That's when we'll be back. So
a month before my birthday. How about that?
Lock it in. Here we go. All right, guys. Have a good one. Talk to you again very, very soon. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.